Hello, everybody. My name is Gregory Anderson. I'd like to start out by saying I'm extremely humbled and honored to be considered as a police chief candidate for the city of Champaign. Both me and my family are extremely excited about the potential of being part of the Champaign community and also making Champaign our home. Over the next 30 minutes, I'm sure I'm going to get an opportunity to talk to you about my law enforcement background, for those of you that aren't familiar with it. So I just wanted to take a few minutes to kind of talk to you as to how I came to the decision to come to Champaign. When this the position opening occurred and it was posted, it caused me to do a double take. I took a long, hard look at it. The reason for that is the Champaign Police Department has an outstanding reputation with other law enforcement agencies throughout the state of Illinois. That was really my first criteria that I had to take a look at. Then I had to take a look at the community to see if this is a place that me and my family wanted to come live. I started to do a lot of research. Of course, I looked at everything online that I possibly could. I started following information in the newspapers, the News Gazette online. I watched all the television stories from the local television stations and really began to take a good hard look at it and really consider it. What sold me on coming to Champaign and applying for this position, in September, I came down to the Champaign Community and Police Partnership meeting that they had to talk about the attributes of the police for a police chief. I was extremely excited and to hear the comments that the people made about the attributes that they wanted to have for a police chief: a good communicator, somebody with a strong budget background, somebody that was going to hold people accountable, strong leadership attributes. That's really what made me decide that the excitement that the community showed and the involvement that they have done was outstanding. And I would also like to add that the City of Champaign needs to be thanked for their opportunity. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I'll begin with the questions. And again, you have 2 minutes to respond to each question. What in your background, candidate Anderson, prepares you to be the Champaign Chief of Police?
Well, I have been a police chief for over 4 years now. Mm-hmm. I have an experience of being an outside police chief before. I'm currently the chief of police in Oak Forest. I have a lot of experience on what it takes to come into a new police department and make programs successful, and how to be able to take a look at specific programs, what value that they have in the organization, and take a look at those. Do they fall within certain budget restraints and those types of things? I also have a very strong community policing and problem-oriented policing background. I have a steeped history on working with the community, communicating with the community, and being inclusive with the community in providing police services.
Thank you. What will you do to change and improve relationships and trust between the department and the African American community?
Well, I won't single out the African American community alone, because I believe that as police chief, it's important for me to serve everybody in the city exactly the same. One of the things that I had talked about as part of my interview processes today was I would institute immediately a monthly meet the chief meeting, open forum with the chief of police. Mm-hmm. On a regular basis, on a monthly basis, I would have a set time and date and locations where I would meet, and the residents would be available to come and talk to me at any time. In other words, they'd have a free shot at the chief of police. And I would not only use that to gain input from the residents, but I would also use that to be able to talk to the residents about what's happening in the police community, why the police department does certain things. You have to be very strong and community-oriented. You have to listen to people. You have to work with community groups. You have to address their concerns. You just cannot police in this community. One of my favorite sayings from Sir Robert Peel back in the 1820s is, the police are the public and the public are the police. And the police department is only as strong as the community that you serve, and we have to serve together.
Thank you. Explain your understanding of the federal Secure Communities program and your opinion of this initiative.
Well, the Secure Communities Program was originally, and it actually is, the program is designed to remove violent criminals and people that have excessive immigration violations from the community. Mm-hmm. That's the intent of the program. For some communities, that certainly does work. I support the Secure Communities Program, and the effect is that we need to take the worst offenders out of our community. I believe that we have to use whatever tools that we can to keep our community safe, that we have to use what, and if it means reporting them to ICE, I have no issue with that. I'm not necessarily comfortable with somebody that only commits a minor violation being held for an extended period of time and having to go through a rigorous procedure process. I think that wastes a lot of law enforcement resources, jail space, and those types of things. I do believe that this is a federal issue, though, that this really is not a local law enforcement issue. I do believe that the federal government does need to get off the snide, if I can say it that way, and actually has to make a decision of exactly what direction they want to go with immigration enforcement.
Thank you. How important is it to rebuild the morale of the police department?
Well, I have to say you're starting with a premise that the morale at the police department is bad. Some of the people that I've talked to in the police department, I don't necessarily get that indication. But it is definitely important that the police department, that we are part of the city government, that we are part of the community, and that we have to police as part of the community. I do believe that the next police chief does need to foster cooperation between everybody in the law enforcement profession, mm-hmm. not only within our police department, but also other adjacent communities. And I would definitely, I have a very open and communicating type of style. I'm a teamwork type of a police chief. I believe involving in a lot of people in the processes. I think by doing that and including people rather than just passing down orders all the time, I think we'll add for the inclusiveness to the police department.
Thank you. African Americans make up 16% of the driving public in Champaign. The 2010 Illinois Department of Transportation report shows that they comprise 34% of all stops in Champaign. How would you address the apparent racial disparity in traffic stops?
First of all, I believe you actually have to take a look at the data specifically to find out what has occurred. Generally, people are going to get stopped in the neighborhood that they live in. And the police are going to provide the majority of the resources in the area where there's the most crime. When you're just using a general term of 34% for the entire city of Champaign, is that because more police resources are used or are being focused in an African-American community, for example, because of a high crime rate? Are you actually taking a look at that? There very well may be a disparity there that you have to take a look at, but I'm hesitant to make a decision that there's any type of an issue until you actually delve down into the data a lot closer to actually take a look at exactly what's causing it. In my experience in the city of Aurora, I work very closely with African American neighborhood groups. They insisted that we provide a lot of extra patrol in their neighborhoods and supported us when we did actually a lot of traffic stops in their neighborhoods trying to prevent crime and disorder issues in their neighborhoods. So that number, although it's an accurate number, you'd actually have to take a look at it and make a determination exactly what it means.
Thank you. What are your thoughts about a citizen review board?
Building public trust and maintaining public trust is the cornerstone of successful policing and professional law enforcement services. The police department and the police chief definitely have to be concise, they have to be clear, they have to be transparent, and we have to be willing as police officers and the law enforcement to admit that sometimes police misconduct does occur. I believe that the Citizen Review Board is a decision to be made by the City Council and the City Fathers, and if the City Council decided that we were going to have a Citizen Review Board, I would do everything within my power to make it as successful as I possibly can. I have a very strong history involving professional standards and internal affairs. I actually teach on this subject to police chiefs and deputy chiefs of police within the state of Illinois, and we talk about a lot of these issues as to how can we make sure that the community trust is being built. Mm-hmm. However, there are a couple of issues that needs to be said about citizen review boards. They don't always necessarily work, and I talk about recently I read an article about a citizen review board complaint in Urbana that did not appear to be resolved to the people's liking. I also point out that when Phil Klein was the superintendent of Chicago, he actually moved to fire 29 police officers from his force during his tenure, and the citizen police board only authorized terminating 7 of those officers. So if we're going to have citizen review, we have to make it effective. We have to make it work the right way. But I would hope that there's other ways that we can do it by the police department being much more open with the public, being transparent and explaining the police processes and exactly why we do things in a certain way.
Thank you. How do you feel about a residency requirement for officers?
This is a topic that's brought up in a lot of locations, and the first issue that I have with having an absolute residency requirement is you tend to limit your possible candidate pool. The question that I always like to ask is, are you looking to get the best police officers for the city of Champaign, or are you looking to get the best police officers that are willing to live in Champaign? Those can be two different things. I believe that you need to take a look at residency. Champaign is a fine city. It's a place that I would be proud to call home. But there are some people that have children in schools, maybe in Urbana, maybe in Rantoul or one of those other cities. And it may not be conducive for them to move, at least initially. And my focus as police chief working with the Fire and Police Commission is for us to be able to get the best police officers for the city of Champaign. And I would like to do that without any precursors to it.
Thank you. There have been several high-profile police incidents over the last few years that have created concern in the community. These include an incident involving the use of pepper spray and a shooting death by an officer. What steps will you take to reduce community anger, fear, and to repair the harm done to police-community relations?
That's a one-word answer for me, and that's communication. You have to communicate with the community. We as police officers, police chiefs, can't be afraid to tell the truth. We have to be willing to stand up for integrity and have a strong police culture that values accountability. However, there are ways that we can include the community to explain to them what the police processes are involved. We could, for example, in our use of force training, we could certainly involve community leaders, community residents, some in the media, and actually have them come to some of our defensive tactics trainings. Let them understand exactly what trainings we're going to go through, when it's appropriate for us to be able to use force, and when it's not appropriate for us to use force. But on the other side, when we do use force inappropriately, we have to be willing to stand up and say we made a mistake. We have to hold our people accountable, and I would discipline the officers if they are using force when it's inappropriate.
Thank you, candidate. Tell us about successful interactions, experiences, or programs that you've been involved with that make you confident that you can earn respect and build trust with community youth.
I've been involved in a variety of aspects. Most of it was when I was with the Aurora Police Department, dealing with youth in a variety of ways. We've had police officer interactions. We've mm-hmm. had a police athletic league type of events. We've had midnight basketball programs. One of the things that I did do was work with the City of Aurora Youth Department when I was a commander on the east side of Aurora. We actually had a gymnasium. My secondary police building was actually an old Catholic high school, and so we had a full gymnasium available to us. I worked with the youth department with the City of Aurora and we brought programs into the police facility, into our secondary building there, mm-hmm. and provided midnight basketball programs and other types of physical activities that we could conduct in the gym during that time. I also believe that the school resource officer program can be a vital program to help us deal with youth and talking with youth. Those people remember their school resource officers for their entire life. It's important for us to make sure those school resource officers are some of our best officers because they're going to impact those kids for life.
Thank you, Candidate Anderson. What should be the standard criteria for the use of force policy, and what type of training is needed to ensure that officers apply force properly?
The general and the quick summary for me to explain this is what a reasonable police officer would do at that time. We have the right to employ force when we feel it's necessary, and we have the right to employ force to overcome any force that's being used against us. But the officer has to make, no two situations are exactly the same. So what we tend to base our decision on is what's reasonable for that police officer based on those on the criteria at time. Mm-hmm. We are not allowed to go back in hindsight, per se, and we can only look at what the officer had, what information he had at that time. The training that should go into that should be regular and extensive. We should be involved with defensive tactics training. We should have ongoing training. We should be reviewing with the police officers on a regular basis at roll call. Here's defensive tactics situations that we're going to have. How would we handle this? We should be going over the use of force policy. We should make it very clear. If the use of force policy is not clear for every police officer in the police department, that's a failure of management to do that and leadership to do that. If every police officer doesn't understand where the use of force policy comes in, that's the fault of the police chief and the police leadership. And we have to make sure that they understand what's allowable and what's not.
Thank you. This is your final question. Would you support implementation of cultural and linguistic training as part of the department's training plan?
Absolutely. I've worked with the Illinois Commission on Diversity and Human Relations, specifically with the Aurora Police Department, and together we developed and brought to the Aurora Police Department a program for cultural competency. Cultural competency is more than just cultural diversity training for police officers. It's actually taking a look at all the programs that we work with, all the policies, the way that we do business. Are there ways there that are maybe insensitive or maybe read wrong by a variety of communities? And how can we make it more effective so that we can be more open and inclusive? So I have a history of actually already doing this very, very clearly and succinctly. And I would, and that program that I used in Aurora, I would certainly consider having the commission involved with Champaign if the need is there to have them bring that down, because it was very successful.
Thank you, Candidate Anderson. At this time, we would like to invite you to provide us with 2 minutes closing remarks.
Thank you very much. I'd just like to say I'd like to thank the city of Champaign and the residents of Champaign. I would like to say that this process that you guys have put us through has been very thorough, has been very clear to us as to what the ground rules have been, but it's also been very community involved. I think that that goes a long way towards talking about the professionalism that you have in the city government. They want to get this right. I realize that this is a big opportunity for the community. The police chief is one of the most visible city figures that there is out there. Everybody has a stake in proper law enforcement services, and the city really deserves to be credited for doing a very good job and doing that. And if I am selected to be the police chief, I do not hesitate to tell you that I will bring a lot of passion, a lot of hard work, and a lot of hours to do the very best that I can to serve the residents of Champaign. Thank you.
Thank you, Candidate Anderson.